Second thing I want to talk with you about is Mr. Good. Here, I think that's on.
Hi.
So some of you may know, or most of you may know, that Tim, this Wednesday, right?
Yes, this Wednesday.
Is heading off to the National Guard.
Yes.
And I really am not all that familiar with the National Guard, so I was asking him what that was. So do me a favor. Would you just explain in very quick terms what the National Guard actually is?
So the National Guard, it's like a branch of the Army. So I'm in the Army, the National Guard branch. There's full-time, like, being deployed. Then there's the reserves. And then, like, similar to the reserves, there's the National Guard, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. I want Tim to talk briefly, because when I was talking to him yesterday, he emphasized heavily the amount of prayer that he leaned on in making this decision and also seeing God kind of orchestrate the whole thing. So can you just talk briefly about what role did prayer play in this whole event kind of coming to be?
I mean, it was a pretty big, like, role, because I was really unsure when I first went to meet this recruiter dude. And, like, thankful for my parents, because if they weren't there, like, I wouldn't have known what to, like, to do. So, like, I'm there, and my mom's like, all right, well, we're going to think about it. And so we leave, and I'm like, we're talking about it, and then I, like, get home, and, like, they suggested I should pray. So I'm praying about it, like, and I was like, okay. And, like, I felt like I should do this, like, after it, like, a little, like, not immediately after, but, like, afterwards. So we had another meeting set up with this dude, and, like, when I got there, I was praying in the car, and my mom's the type of person, she's listening to this, like, Bible thing, like, on, like, her phone, and so I'm like, okay, this is obviously what I need to be doing. And so praying about it in the car, and, like, he hands me the stuff to sign, and I'm signing it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? And I remember leaving, and I was praying about it, because I was like, God, if this is what you want me to do, then let it be, like, what you want me to do. And then I remember, like, the dude told me flat out, like, I'm fat, like, I'm overweight, and that I need to lose weight. And I was like, God, like, how do you want me to do this? How do you want me to serve you? I mean, I feel like you want me to be in the guard or whatever, but I don't know what to do. And so I remember, like, I was praying about this, and then I get, like, this notification on Facebook, and, like, I was joined into the Run for God group, and I'm getting, like, notified, like, about, like, running and, like, eating better and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, well, answered prayer, like, this is great. And I remember, like, you have to go to MEPS to join, and I remember that was the, like, scariest thing, because, like, my parents weren't there. And so, like, the first night there, I'm praying, because I'm like, oh my goodness, I hope I pass all these physical tests. Like, I've been trying to do better, but I'm not at that point where I'm meeting, like, their requirements. And I'm like, I'm scared, because people were, like, talking, like, oh, it's all this, it's intimidating and stuff like this. And so, and, like, people were being, like, denied then. And so I remember I was praying in the waiting room to talk to the doctors, because they interview you about your physical health, and then you get, like, another interview, like, about, like, all this. And I'm praying, like, in between, like, sessions. And it was a full day thing. I was there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't leave till, like, 4 in the afternoon. And I was just praying throughout that entire day. And then I remember just, okay, so now I'm in. Right. And I remember, like, I didn't know what to do after that. And I keep getting, like, I get, like, so into my head. And I just remember, like, to calm myself down, I would pray about it. I remember when I was doing the Run for God stuff, like, whenever it got hard, I just remember, like, silently praying. Like, they think my headphones are in, but I'm not really listening to music. It's just so I can, like, be, like, with myself and, like, running. And I just remember praying, like, when I was running my 5K, like, just doing all this stuff. And I was just praying through it. And I don't know if I should keep rambling on.
You can take a breath. I appreciate that. I mean, it sounds like he was pretty much praying continuously, which is what Scripture calls us to do. How long are you going to be gone?
I'll be gone for 4 months. That's how long my basic in AIT training is. AIT is job training.
So please be in prayer for him, and we're going to pray over him right now. I just thank you for sharing, especially the emphasis on prayer. And that's what we've been talking about a lot lately, and we're going to talk about again today. So I thank you for that. I'm going to pray for you. Join me in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for Tim and just his passionate heart for prayer and for seeking you for wisdom and guidance through this whole thing, even down to how he's going to lose weight so that he can make it during basic training. I thank you so much for giving him that heart. I thank you for Tim and Juliet for being believing parents that lead him in that direction. I thank you for his siblings and the love that they're going to show for him while he's gone. And I ask that you put it on all of our hearts to be praying for him while he's gone. And I thank you for what will be his service to our country and to our community. And I just thank you so much, God, for the work you're doing in so many lives. And I pray that when he goes, that you make what he's doing about you, and that you reveal to him your purpose in where he's going and what he's doing. And I just thank you so much, Lord. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.